Hello and welcome to the Wanted Podcast. I'm Spiwe Mpia. From the 24th to the 27th of July 2025, RX Africa will host 100% Design, Africa's finest international design fair. Held annually at the Sandton International Convention Center, the showcase sees a gathering of the cream of the interior and adjacent design industries, bringing together an array of domains from furniture and product design to technology and art. Wanted was there in 2024, collaborating on a booth with some of our friends in the industry. We spent the weekend meeting and chatting to our readers, crafters, and collaborators. The more formal conversations took the form of a series of recorded interviews with our partners. And over the next few months, as we build up to this year's fair, we will be sharing those conversations. We spoke to Belle Bellingham, then Executive Creative Director at Decorex and 100% Design, Greg Gamble and Philippe van der Merwe of Tonic Design, Zanele Khumalo, the Associate Director at Kalashnikov Gallery, and in this episode, we speak to the artist and all-round creative force, Batuwani Mokeli. He spoke, among other things, about the transformative nature of design fairs, the convergence of art and design, the importance of community, the cult of design personality, and the future of African design.
My name is Batuwani Mokeli. I'm a multidisciplinary artist. I like to call myself a man of many talents. I think the transformative role and the importance of design and art fairs is to grow your brand as an artist, grow your footprint. Personally, for me, is to also create a good CV. Because I personally think being good amongst your friend is not enough. Amongst your friends is not enough. So art fairs also broaden your landscape. It attracts a lot of different types of people, which will lend their eyes to your work. It may not convert to sales immediately, but it converts into growth for your career and your approaching work, because you then see other artists, how they maneuver themselves, how they create. You meet different types of people. So for me, it's important to learn through that and grow your career. My relationship with design goes a very long way. I fell in love with graphic design at a very young age. I think I was 13, first time going to high school. I was in a train. I saw graffiti. And then graffiti then introduced me to pop art, people making stickers. And then stickers introduced me to graphic design. And then it went beyond just the visual arts. I thought it was art, to creating billboards for adverts, to printing my own t-shirts with my twin brother. So I have an amazing relationship with design, and I think we like to separate the two from art. Art and design is the same thing. Food is also part of design. You know, you eat with your eyes before you actually digest the food. So it goes deep. I can go for forever. But I'm a big fan of design, all types of it. Art and design is based on creating. So I sit in my studio and I do these paintings. Someone sits in their studio and do these objects. It starts from a sketch. Sometimes it's just something in your head, and then you go and make it a physical thing. So the approach is the same, you know, and I just think it's different forms of art, but we like to categorize things. And I think all things are art, you know, all careers. Lawyers are artists, you know. Solving problems is creative work, and creative work is art, you know. And yeah, for me, I ventured to professional art 4 years ago, just during lockdown, I think 3 years and a half ago, where I had a problem with where I am personally. I was running a creative agency and a production house, and I felt that I wasn't expressing myself the way my natural self feels, because I'm creating ads and I'm shooting campaigns. It's creative work, but it's not in the line of work I want. So I then solved that problem by stepping back and asking myself questions. Who is Batuwani? What does Batuwani like? What did I like when I was an infant or when I was a kid, 7 years old? I loved drawing and painting. And then I started solving my own personal problems, which could be anxiety, I'm not a depressed person, but there was like a heavy weight on me. And then I went, okay, I love art and gymnastics, funny enough. So I then had to start working out and drawing. And then the drawing then opened another world for me where I had never thought this could be a career for me. I was doing it for my own mental health. And I felt really connected to myself. I still feel extremely connected to the child in me, to my inner child through that. So I solved my own personal problems through paintings. Creating these paintings is healing for me. So that's a problem solved. And I also, when I work, I hope that people who collect my work can find the same kind of healing I found for myself through my paintings. I think my thoughts in the cult of personality and in creativity is important, because there must be those guys who changed things and made things so different that they find a big following and people wanting to be like them or mimic them. I think everything starts from copying, and then from that you grow to find your own voice. So I love guys like, for me, Andy Warhol, a friend of mine, Tristan. I personally think he made marble stuff in furniture and architectural design very trendy. And I love guys like that who are bold, who do things that not everyone dares to do, and things outside the box. So I observe and learn from them. And I think it's important for us artists to have these people that have cult followings, I think, or who are just extremely good, to observe and find ourselves maybe through them, or find the things we don't like about them so that we can have our own voice. I think for me, we need to remember that we are part of a global citizen. We are global citizens. There's no world and there's Africa. We are part of the world. And I find that us as Africans tend to box ourselves into, oh, we're the African kids, you know? And the African child story is known. But we need to now come out to the world with the pride that we have, that we are good enough. And we are global citizens who are playing in the global stage, influencing everyone. The world looks to us for inspiration. And we tend to be so like downplaying it that, But the world is looking at us and finding all the inspiration, and we downplay it. So we need to ride that wave. We need to be proud and know that we are good enough. We are the world. We are part of the whole world, citizens, you know? And that way we'll harness and use more of ourselves better, or walk out to the world with confidence. I think the picture in that would be more kids like myself will have a platform. I'm from Soweto and I was lucky to have a mentor that opened the world for me. Imagine if there's many of us out there who come from nothing and who are now running these industries, or who are recognized in the world, deservingly so, with how talented they are. They can then now open doors and possibilities for the other super talented kids who don't have access to what we have right now, you know. And I think the future looks bright, especially if there will be more of us. Like Tristan is a great example. He's a good friend of mine who believes in people and who believes in giving people a chance to just prove themselves and do what they can with what they have. So imagine if we have more of that, the future will just look amazing. And then Africa won't struggle to have a voice. We will be then recognized for who we are, not the poor cousin who is struggling and living in a jungle. I think COVID-19 killed a lot of dreams, and it also gave birth to a lot of dreams. What I see different with that after lockdown or COVID, people started living, because we all realized that life is short and the world can change in an instant. So people are braver, people are taking more risks, people are expressing themselves more. I saw a big spike in buying art. I think people were bored sitting at home and they wanted to acquire things because they thought they were gonna die. And condolences to those who lost their lives. But it gave us an opportunity to see that tomorrow is not promised. So now people live with that in mind that, geez, the world can switch to us sitting in the house for 2 months or 3 months. So we need to maximize and live, you know. It's like we've gotten a second chance to life again. The trends I'd like to see in the next coming years or year is I'm hoping that more young creatives can be out there, put themselves out there more for our work to be seen more in the world, in the global platform. I think in terms of trend, the styles will always change. So I'd rather go out. I would rather like to see a trend of young kids going out there, making a career out of their talents and living off their talents as well. That could be a great trend for me to see, where young people can be professional artists, know that it's entrepreneurship. It's not just being cool. There's a whole back end behind it, learning that process and going out there to the world and presenting their work. If that could be a trend, I'd be happy.
Remember to like, subscribe, share, and talk about the podcast so we can share our work with as many of you as possible. You can find us on Iono, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. We are at Wanted Online SA on the socials, and we update wantedonline.co.za daily. Until next time, I am Spiwe Mpche.